Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? This is Trent with the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. I am joined by Phil, Jordan, and Seth. It is a late Wednesday night. It is 10:22, but no excuses. As Phil, my buddy, always says, YOLO. I don't know where I'm going with that, but we have our week five preview. Go check this out on YouTube. We got a nice little background here. We got a nice little football field, all our sponsors. Remember to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at TFF Dudes.
Yep, we're ready to go. Can I make this about me for about 2 minutes?
You have exactly 2 minutes.
The everyone is now Jets believers again. Like, Zach Wilson cried on the side of the field, and literally everyone is now talking about how the Jets have a chance to do this. Before Zach Wilson cried, I had already been saying I still believe in the Jets, and it just makes me mad that no one gives me my credit that I have been preaching basically since Aaron Rodgers got hurt that the Jets still have a chance. No one has believed in them, yet a guy cries on the side of the field and now everyone believes in the team again. I was there from the start. I called the Lions. I'm calling the Jets. I think the Jets win at least another 7 games the rest of the season. I'm not willing to egg bet on it. Jets win 7 games. They make it to the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers comes back. And that's my 2 minute. That's my 2 minutes there. I think I was under, actually. Haven't you guys seen all the Jets love recently? Like, there's so much Jets love right now.
Aaron Rodgers comes back from an Achilles this year. Yeah.
You haven't been hearing those reports?
No.
Seth, you thought the Jaguars were going to fly back to the States in between their games in the UK. I think that my take on Aaron Rodgers getting back before the season's over is more likely than the Jags going
back.
Well,
Phil, you also thought you could brush your teeth without drooling, so that doesn't happen either.
I think that my point is a little bit less of a stretch, guys. You're wearing sunglasses inside. You look like, I'm not going to say it. Anyhow,
at least I eat with utensils.
Do you guys think the Jets are going to win at least 6 more games?
I need to see more from Zach Wilson to believe that.
Jordan?
Well, one, you went from 7 to 6. So which one is it? 7 or 6?
I'm going to go with 6. I feel good about 6.
Probably not.
Seth, I know you don't like the Aaron Rodgers take.
Phil, they haven't won a game. They haven't even won a game, and you're like talking about them winning more games.
They beat the Bills.
They haven't won a game with Zach Wilson as a starting quarterback. And you're talking about them winning more games.
Aaron Rodgers played like 2 plays. That doesn't count as a starting quarterback.
Come on, Jordan. Like,
I don't care. So teams have, when a team has been able to prepare for Zach Wilson, they've not won a game. And now you're encouraged because by a loss where they still lost the game and they're going to get more wins. They haven't even won a game.
It was a close loss to a good team. Close loss to a good team.
Okay.
Actually, Jordan, I did see this here today. It was kind of crazy, but this is wild by JPA Football. Zach Wilson is the first QB to have more completions, more TD passes, more passing yards, and less interceptions in a matchup against Patrick Mahomes, counting college and professional football. So maybe he is getting a little better. I still need to see a little bit more before I believe. You know, you've heard of believers, people who believe in Justin Bieber. Phil is a Zach Wilson believer, though, that's all I can say about Zach Wilson at the moment. You guys want to get into this week five preview, though?
The only other thing that I'll say is I kind of wanted Trent to get a stat on what did Travis Kelce's fantasy points look like prior to Taylor Swift's going to his games, and then like now that Taylor Swift has gone to the last 2 games, like just that 2x2 comparison, I think will show us a lot of the numbers. Like, he didn't have a great game last week, so could be like another Romo, Jessica Simpson type situation, which, you know, I think people are concerned by.
I forgot about Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson.
That is a solid take, Phil, that needs to be discussed, is what happened. You know, we do need to have a TD Taylor Swift tracker. He only has 1 touchdown since the Taylor stuff, right?
Yeah. And
he had 0 touchdowns before Taylor. So,
yeah, but he didn't play, right?
played one game. Week two, he played.
Okay. I thought he dated her in week two. This is simple.
No, he did have a touchdown. Week two, he had a touchdown. So he's 1-1.
Hey, guys. Travis,
my 2 minutes is up.
Yeah. Travis Kelce said the media is taking the Taylor Swift thing too far, and we're just feeding into this. Is anyone tired?
And the NFL said that it's not far enough.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're growing a ton because of it, probably.
Yeah. They said it's a pop culture iconic moment or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So let's
like when I started on this pod. Anyhow, all right, let's move on. I think it's time to get into some football. Do you guys have any problems here? We're going to go into some Thursday night football.
Wait, just a second here. We got Thursday night football coming up here first, Phil. And Thursday night football is presented by Underdog. Underdog's the dude's favorite place to play best ball. You got all kinds of drafts. We're going to draft a team at the end of this pod also. Stay tuned for that. But Underdog's a lot of fun. Go check it out. Promo code dudes. They'll match up to $100, guys. So go check it out. And I got a nice little Underdog graphic there on the screen. So go check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. Give us a thumbs up, give us a subscribe. But yeah, I think it looks pretty good, the new design we're rocking with here. So, Phil, let's get into Thursday night football, buddy.
Let's get into Thursday night football. So we have the 0-4 Bears versus the Commanders. The current total right now is 44.5. Washington is currently favored by 6.5. We have a start in this game. If you can give me a second here, I want to see something really quickly. So the Commanders are 2-2. I would say that the Commanders are a strong 2-2. So 44.5 total. The Commanders are favorite. Trent, you have a start in this game. The start that I mentioned, you want to jump into this?
Yeah. Does Seth have a start in this game also? I can't remember.
It's not in the notes, it's totally fine. Let's go with yours and I'll take a look real quick.
I got Terry McLaurin as my start of the week here. I know he had a little cheap touchdown last week. I really like this Sam Howell spot. Like Jordan said, the yards have gone up 10 yards total on sleeper since, you know, the past 2 days. I think they can air it out. Washington wide receivers really could eat on Thursday night football. I hate doing Thursday night starts, but the Bears don't have Eddie Jackson's out. Jalen Johnson's out. Kyler Gordon's on IR. Saquon Brisker hamstring is questionable. They're starting two rookie cornerbacks. Terry McLaurin, I think, is a must start. I'm getting all this information from Jeff Mueller, PTDPT. He's really trusted in the fantasy community when it comes to injuries. I really think that McLaurin could have a really good game here, and this is a great spot for Sam Howell. I also have Sam Howell as our stream of the week, I would say, which I don't have a graphic for that. But is there anything else we got in this game? But that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, we have a Seth. We have a Seth start in this game. Seth, you want to talk about your start here a little bit?
Yeah. So I did put it in the sheet. I just forgot to put it in for this game. So my start is Brian Robinson. So this kind of also pairs with Trent, but maybe it fights it a little bit. But I think they're both going to work here pretty well. So the Bears defense, we all know, is trash. Against the run and the pass. But I think they're worse against the run. If we look at week two, Brian Robinson, this was his RB1 finish in week two versus Denver, 18 attempts, 87 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 catches for 42 yards. The Bears allow the second most fantasy points to running backs through 4 weeks. That's right above the Broncos. Okay. They allow an average of 96 yards per game rushing, a touchdown, and 5 catches for 58.5 yards and a touchdown. So they give up 2 touchdowns a game, one through the ground and one through the air to running backs. If we look at last week, the Broncos running back, who's also a backup to Javonte Jaleel McLaughlin, went 7 carries for 72 yards, 3 catches. For 32 and a reception touchdown. I think this is just a smash spot for Robinson. I know we're going to be playing him in some overs this week. I think he should be a top 5 running back. There's no reason not to. I mean, I think he can even repeat his week 2 performance in being RB1 on the week against this terrible Chicago defense. I think the Commanders are just going to move the ball. They're on a roll last week from the Eagles. I think Terry McLaurin and a Brian Robinson here both should be at least top 10 in their respective position categories. But I think Brian Robinson could be a top 3 running back this week.
I like it, Seth. I like it a lot. One thing that I will say is Commanders defense held Jalen Hurts, and I don't know how much they actually utilized Jalen. This is completely on me. Jalen Hurts to about 34 yards total, no TD. So I would not expect a game. I wouldn't expect a big game out of Justin Fields. You guys can tell me otherwise, but I don't know if I'm expecting a big game out of Fields on the ground.
I would never count him out from having a big game on the ground. Like, I just, I don't know. Like, I still need to see a little bit more from Fields here on the season. I'm not quite sure what to think of Fields. I know Jordan has a sleeper play on Fields throwing a TD pass.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he throws at least one. This Washington defense isn't great through the air. And Fields coming off that 4-touchdown passing game, you got to think his confidence at least high right now. No, I agree with everything you guys said on the Washington side. I like McLaurin. I think Brian Robinson is going to go for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns in this game. So I like Robinson quite a bit.
Is that kind of all you got here on this one, Jordan? Like DJ Moore, what are you thinking?
You guys talked. I think DJ Moore is, I think he's fine. I don't think he's in a great spot. Like last week he was in a great spot. DJ Moore's fine. I like the Washington side quite a bit. I agree with kind of everything you guys said.
I'm going to say Commanders win this game. Anyone going to go Bears?
No, Commanders.
Commanders. Trent, you want to recap last week on the pick'em real quick?
Yeah, go ahead and get that for us if you have it, Jordan.
So I was by far the worst. I went 9-7. You three all tied at 12-4.
No way.
So we go to our tiebreaker, and Phil, you went 51, Trent went 48, Seth went 44, and the total points in the game was 27. So Seth won the week.
Bummer. And that celebration there makes it even worse. Why does Seth have Daddy Prime underneath his name? That's what I want to know.
I have Daddy Prime because I am not a football coach, but I am wearing the glasses and I am a dad. So hence the name Daddy Prime.
He likes the drink Prime.
Yeah. Potentially his new Twitter handle name. We're trying to get Seth back on Twitter. Rumor has it he's coming back. You know, Seth, honestly, let's just give a moment here to just, you know, pump Seth up a little bit. We have some Dallas Cowboys fans out there who listen to the pod. So Seth actually did a Dallas Cowboys red zone struggle offense YouTube video by himself. It's about 15 minutes. Go check that out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. Phil, what do we got next here, buddy?
Yeah, let's move on here, pal. We're moving on to the Jags Bills. Jordan, this is a rough one for your boys here. Jags at Bills in Buffalo. Total right now is 48 and a half.
Not in Buffalo.
London game.
Not in Buffalo.
What threw him off?
You keep making fun of Seth. You keep making fun of Seth for not knowing the Jaguars were staying in London for 2 weeks, and then you just said they're flying back to Buffalo.
You know what? I will take the L on that one. Here's the problem, though. As I'm a fast-paced work environment type guy, and so when I'm putting numbers together, and a lot of what you guys don't know is that I'm feeding the stats to these gentlemen.
No. Don't lie. He'll lie again for content.
So here's the thing, though. I'm a lot of moving parts to this show. I'm trying to the Buffalo is actually the home team, is what I was saying. They are favored by 5.5, and the current total of the game is 48.5. Seth has a sit, and I'm not sure if he thinks it's because of the multiple flights across the pond or not, but I am going to let him talk about his sit in Travis.
Just a second here, Phil. I think what threw you off is I always say the Jaguars don't lose at home because I act like London's their home, but it clearly says it says London game there, but I did throw the at sign in there, so I'll give you a little bit of grace there, but sorry about that.
No, hey, this is the thing. I'll take the L on that. I will raise my hand. I think it's a forgivable thing. Seth.
All right, put your helmet back on, buddy. Travis Etienne is my sit of the week.
Inside.
Okay, brush your teeth and walk at the same time. Travis Etienne.
None of those things even make sense. I do not think. And they're all things that I've said about you. You can't regurgitate.
I'm sorry. Here's how I struggle at the minute things in life.
If I was to make fun of me, here's what I would say. Phil, you were late to the pod. You have terrible lighting and you said that the Bills were at home when they're obviously in London. And then if I was to flip it around and say it about you, I would say, Seth, you look like a total dummy with sunglasses on inside. And I don't think you know what you're talking about with half the burns you said. Like, I think you may have got those out of a dictionary or something, because I think most people don't think they're following. That's what I'm saying. But I'm going to let you go on your Travis Etienne take. I think you should. I'm not going to say it. Let's go with the Travis Etienne take. 3, 2, 1. Travis Etienne.
All right. Let the big boys talk. Okay. Here we go. Travis Etienne will not have a good game. I know this is, I don't want to be mean to Jordan. I don't think I am. I think Jordan knows that the Jags are going to have a hard time this game. And I hope not, but I think this is how it's going to go. The Bills have a good defense. Okay. The only thing is the Dolphins had a good game on the ground last week against the Bills. But let's be honest here. The Jags are not the Dolphins. Okay. Jacksonville will likely be playing from behind and will have to throw, I think, to stay relatively close in the game. If the game is close or ahead, they will be running right with Travis Etienne, but I don't think he will be efficient. I think we can kind of see a similar line to last week where he has around 50 yards rushing. I think the range where we could see is he gets around 9 fantasy points at most. I mean, I might get burned by a touchdown, but I don't know if it's going to happen unless maybe it's like a 1 yard carry. And I think they prefer, Jordan could correct me here if I'm wrong, but I think they would prefer to use Tank Bigsby maybe on like a 1 yard goal line carry. I think that's probably right. So I do think I'm relatively safe with this sit unless like a touchdown or a big play happens. But I think they're just going to focus on making the Jaguars throw. And I think that's what they want to do.
What do you think about that, Jordan? You excited about Etienne? I'm kind of concerned about Calvin Ridley, but I don't know. I want to know what you think about the Jags, Jordan.
Kirk is out targeting Ridley now on the season, the last 2 weeks especially. Ridley only had 2 targets last week. So I just don't know what exactly is going on there. The funny thing is, like, and I might get burned for this, I think I actually feel the best about the Jaguars this week than I have in a outside the Texans week, like the best I felt about them. Like, so Bills lost Tre'Davious White against a passing defense that just been kind of okay recently anyways. The Jaguars have been in London for almost 10 to 12 days now. The Bills have to fly to London and get used to it. The Bills coming off a big win against the Dolphins. I think that's a big win over a big division rival. I think this leans into a Jag spot, honestly, just because I think it's just a lot going on there. You know, like you saw with the Dolphins coming off a big win, then flop against Buffalo. I think you could see Buffalo kind of flop here, having to fly to London after a big win, division rival, arguably one of the better teams in the AFC. So we'll see. I don't necessarily disagree with the Travis Etienne take by Seth. I just kind of in general, like I kind of think the Jaguars might win this game, which is not originally what I thought, but I've kind of come around to it this week. I think at the most it's going to be a close game. The Jaguars have a lot of things that kind of are in their favor this week, I'll say.
I like it. And was it today that the Diamondbacks? Yeah, it looks like today the Diamondbacks won the wild card game, huh?
They're playing the Dodgers in the divisional series. So,
all right, get a little pod rivalry. Yeah, Trent and Seth versus Jordan with the Diamondbacks. Anything else on this game?
I don't feel confident playing Dawson Knox or Kincaid. They're eating into each other's targets.
Kincaid outsnapped Knox for the first time last week.
So maybe you can play
it's like
then.
60-40. I don't necessarily know that. Trent, I think originally you had Gabe, when I looked at the sheet, you had Gabe Davis as a start. So you obviously kind of like him. I know you don't have him as a start, but I was actually really surprised with that because, like, I think Gabe Davis is like super touchdown dependent right now. He's getting like three targets a game.
He's just hot right now. Like, I felt like McLaurin was a little safer, but Gabe Davis, what's he has three games in a row with a touchdown. I think, like what you said, you think it might be a shootout, made me think that maybe if it's a shootout, I heard the other day that Gabe Davis, when healthy, he's averaging 11 points in his career, and he's healthy right now. So I'm willing to keep rolling the dice on Gabe Davis.
There's just no volume though. There's no floor with him. Is like he's just as likely to get two fantasy points as he is 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I understand. So, I think, yeah.
No, I was just curious.
I'm just wondering, you know, like I think this could be a good spot where Gabe Davis finally has that blow up game that he has every year. You know, like he usually has one or two.
How worried are you about Calvin Ridley? Because we were all super high about Calvin Ridley coming into the year. How worried are you guys?
I'm getting worried.
Or about if maybe not Ridley. Worried at all.
I'm getting worried.
Being worried.
Yeah, because I reached on him in a couple drafts, and the problem is I stacked him in two leagues with Calvin Ridley and Trevor Lawrence. Maybe I'm more worried about Trevor Lawrence than Calvin Ridley, because I feel like if Trevor
Trevor Lawrence is like the second ranked second highest graded quarterback on the season by PFF.
Okay, well that's good to know. Hopefully he can start getting some touchdown passes or something too, though.
I know. I'm just saying, like he's all trust good. PFF grades quite a bit, so like. I just saw that I, you know, some of my friends are talking trash about Trevor Lawrence and telling me how much better Josh Allen is. And Josh Allen was fifth on the list and Trevor Lawrence was second. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
I'm curious, though, is it a thing of maybe Ridley not being open? Because I know when we were watching that game in London last week, the announcers were really saying, hey, they're really focusing on taking Ridley away, like playing man on him and making them throw to other people because he struggles with press coverage, right?
I think teams are trying to take away Ridley.
I think so too. And maybe that's not necessarily his fault, or maybe that's just him not being good enough, right? Because you would think every team would want to take away Justin Jefferson, but he still has 85
Tyreek Hill. Like, yeah, I mean,
like he's still going to get the ball, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
But I mean, I guess we have to talk about like maybe how exactly worried are we, right? Like, I mean, I guess that's relative, right? Because I think obviously Ridley's going to have a game like he did week one whether that's on Sunday, whether that's in 2 weeks from now, he's going to have another good game. We just want to know how consistent it's going to be, right? Or like what's his safe floor, or his safe floor like two catches for 20 yards, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know.
I think we all thought he'd be closer to like a Stephon Diggs floor, and he's having more like a Gabe Davis floor, like we just talked about. So,
yeah, I think it might get better though, right? Like he's played four NFL games in 2 years, right? Or two three. Years. Or
no,
two
I, and a half I agree. Or something like that. I'm not worried yet.
I'm not worried yet. I think we can be worried around like week eight or something like that. Like, I think that's when you're like, okay, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah. I agree.
Seth really told me he's most worried about is if there's going to be a Toy Story game on Sunday morning. So that's the biggest worry I think Seth has. And I had to tell him there's not. And I think that's why he's wearing sunglasses to hide his tears. Phil, what do we got coming up next here?
Oh, do we want to, we want to say who we're taking?
I'm going to go Bills.
I'll go Bills.
Jordan, I'm going to ride with you. I'm going Jags.
All right, cool. Yeah, I got Jags too.
Cool. All right, here we go. Moving on to the Texans at Falcons. We have two and two teams. And are you shocked saying that? Two and two teams? Like the Texans, did you expect them to be 2-2 so far? Like, I know they're getting a little bit of love for Stroud. Total right now is 41. Atlanta is currently favored by 2 at home. Seth, you have a sit in this game, and then we could talk a little bit.
Okay, so Damon Pierce is my sit. So what's funny is Trent sent me a podcast right after I made this guy my sit talking. I think this is the Underdog podcast, right, Trent? I think one of the guys on there might be a Texans fan. I know a lot of people are calling like the Texans like America's team now. Everyone's rooting for him. Everyone's rooting for CJ Stroud because I think a lot of people were skeptical if he was being good. I think we are one of the pods saying like I think he's going to be good, and he's proven like he's one of the like cases for rookie of the year, right, so far. So that will kind of play into my sit of Damon Pierce. So the Falcons have allowed the fifth fewest points to running backs. Houston, according to PFF, has a negative 40% advantage running against Atlanta. And here's the kicker. They have a plus 27% advantage passing. So I think the Texans are going to be looking to advance the ball by throwing it because they have an advantage this way, and that's how they've won their games, right? They won their games with their receivers playing good and CJ Stroud getting them the ball. So here's another part that might play into this script. The Falcons have a really high 64% advantage running the ball against the Texans. And we all know the Falcons like to run the ball. And if they can run the ball good, like what the stats are probably saying is going to happen, they're going to run the ball. I mean, like we could be talking like 80% of their offensive plays, like a lot, they're going to be running the ball a lot. So we know that game clock's going to be going down pretty fast. And I think if the game's going pretty fast and like the game's relatively close, because in games that go by faster, you have less time to score, right? So I think the game's going to be a little bit closer, but I think Houston is going to get ahead and I think they're going to throw the ball. And so I think that kind of leaves Pierce out of it. But I think really the only way is like I get burned here is if the Texans get within like the 5 yard line and they just elect to run the ball with Pierce. And if he gets multiple red zone touchdowns, that's where I'm going to get hurt. And maybe if he gets pretty involved in the passing game, but I don't think he's necessarily that passing back, even though I think they have relatively used him more in the passing game. But anyways, he's my sit. I think the game script is kind of just moving him out of this game. And the Texans are going to throw the ball and not run.
Jordan, I think you can fire up Nico Collins and Tank Dell, right? Fire up all pass catchers.
I am not giving any more comments on Texans wide receivers the rest of the year.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I'm just kidding. I think Collins is pretty good, and Tank Dell's fine. I think the blip on the radar. I'm not going to choose between the two of them anymore is really what I'm going to say. Like, it's just, you know, I've been burned the last 2 weeks on the flippity flop of these two guys. But I think Collins is probably safer than Dell. Dell might. No, they both have pretty good upside. I think Nico Collins' floor is a little higher. And then, on the Falcons side, like, it's Drake London and Bijan. There's no one else. You can't play anyone else in that offense.
You know, yeah. I think I feel a little more comfortable with London. I think he was targeted a lot last game, right, against the Jags, even though a lot of them were garbage targets, like we all saw the interceptions. But I do, like, I drafted London, and after the first 2 weeks, man, I was, like, really nervous in one of these leagues. But I think I'm starting to get more comfortable. Like, I think they're in the red zone, and they need to throw the ball. I think they want to throw him the ball. So, I think if they need to throw the ball, they want to throw him the ball. So you're kind of hoping as a Falcons or as a Drake London manager, the Falcons have to throw the ball, which means they have to throw Drake London the ball. And hopefully you're happy if those are quality targets, right? Not some garbage interceptions like we saw last week.
I agree.
Strong take there. Trent, how about that poor soul that dropped old Kyle Pitts in favor of Jonnu Smith? You want to talk on that at all?
The guy ended up saying that it was a mistake and the commissioner stepped in. So a guy did drop Kyle Pitts for Jonnu Smith. We did not have a good waiver wire t-shirt competition right here. Maybe it's not clear enough for everybody, so we'll keep working on that again next week. But yeah, that was a good one. He said the commissioner stepped in and said it wasn't right. So unfortunately, but good catch there, Phil, because I forgot to announce that. So thank you for that. Every Tuesday we will expose people for bad waiver or trades or whatever. And, you know, maybe you can get a free shirt out of making fun of league mates. One thing I wanted to say here, Jordan, is, you know, Kyle Pitts isn't having a great year, right? Like he's not getting the targets and stuff. Just to show you the dumpster fire tight end landscape, Dallas Goedert has less fantasy points on the season than Kyle Pitts, which is shocking to me.
No, I know.
It's pretty bad.
I know.
So, I think I need to see more of Kyle Pitts. And honestly, if you have Dallas Goedert, pick up Ferguson from Dallas. I really think that guy's going to just start getting more and more targets. So he should not be rostered as low as he is. I'm going to go Texans win this game.
I got Houston.
I'm taking Falcons.
I'm going Texans.
All right. This is my game to get ahead here. Moving on here. We have the 0-4 Panthers at the 3-1 Lions. The current total right now is 44.5. Detroit is currently favored by 9.5. Trent, you have a sit in this game. I don't know if this is even real. I saw this online, so I could be regurgitating something crazy. But Dan Campbell quote, which just is like, the guy is the man of quotes. He said, if you come hunting for us, you don't have to look far because we'll be on your front porch. That's basically my life motto at this point. Like, the guy is just, he's ready to take on an army. And he'll lead his boys through, he'll lead his boys through it. Anyhow, Trent, you have a sit in this game. Did you see that Dan Campbell quote?
I missed that somehow, which is very unfortunate because I really like Dan Campbell. I'm a sucker for quotes. I love stuff like that. But I do have a sit here and I don't love it. This is more of like a just show me, right? Like, this is a really good spot. The Panthers are giving up. They've given up over 130 rushing yards every game this year on the ground. So they're real deceptible against the run. I just think this screams David Montgomery game to me. That's just what I'm thinking. So I think David Montgomery, I said it on one of our pods when we did our favorite players round by round. I said I thought David Montgomery was one of the best picks you can get late in drafts. And so far he's proving me right. The problem is I didn't draft him in any drafts. So that's unfortunate. He's kind of taken that role of the goal line step. I think he's getting more yards, though, than Jamal did last year, right? Jamal was just kind of a touchdown guy. I don't think Gibbs gets involved quite yet. Maybe he shocks me and gets a bunch of receptions, but I think he's going to have around the 9 to 10 point game here, which isn't a strong sit. I just, for where you're drafting him, I think you're very upset with where you have Gibbs. Anything else you guys want to say here?
No, I just, to echo that point, there was I sent it to you guys, that graph that established the run. Adam Levitan on established the run tweeted out about the Lions, like, what was their expected, so they're like, I don't want to get the percentage here, like 20% under the expected passing rate in the red zone. So basically, like, they just run the ball all the time in the red zone. So, I just agree with Montgomery. I think it's a great Montgomery spot. I like his yards over. I think his anytime touchdown is pretty good. They're just going to keep using him. He has six touchdowns on the season already. So I agree there. And then Adam Thielen, his receiving yards line is the exact same as it was last week at 49.5. I recognize it's not as good of a spot, but don't you think it's just volume will get him there?
On Williams?
No, on Adam Thielen.
I think he can get there. I do think so.
Just volume. Like, I just don't know why the line's the exact same it was last week. So I don't know. There's just not much here. It's obviously St. Brown, Laporta, but like, just the normal guys here.
Actually, speaking of Laporta, I had someone send in a little fantasy video for this on Laporta. And they wanted us to share it. And maybe we're wrong. Oh, maybe they're wrong. But I'll hit it right here.
What's up, my dudes? Hanging out with my buddy Sam. And you know, you're my dudes. I love you guys. But we need to stop the Laporta thing. Come on, guys. Laporta. Laporta. Here in Boston, Laporta. But we don't need to be doing the accent here. Come on. Laporta. Sam, how do you say? Say Laporta? He's just so upset about it right now. He can't even express himself. But come on, guys. Laporta. Laporta. Catch you later, guys.
All right. That is the fantasy dad at TFF Dad. He he'll answer any start and sit question you guys have. He makes minute videos a couple times a day. So if you have start and sit questions, go over to TFF Dad on Twitter. Real good guy, friend of the dudes. Did anyone else?
I think the bigger question is, does Dad have his kid at a bar, or does he have a Miller Light at his in his dude den?
He has a garage bar, which is very popular on the East Coast, and that's
where I need to see this.
Follow him on Twitter, Phil.
I need to see a little bit more of it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
who says it like that, Trent?
Probably me. I guarantee I say it that way.
Laporta. Laporta. Am I saying it wrong? Seth, say it.
Laporta? Laporta?
I don't think Seth says it like that normally.
Laporta.
I think we all say, hey, here's the thing.
Honestly, I don't care how I say it.
Well, then expect more angry videos, Seth.
Here's what I will say. I don't know if we can.
Seth, just get a little bit farther from your mic. You're a lot louder than everybody else. Just move it a couple inches closer to your computer. That's why Seth, it's a dynamic, so just get it a little farther from your face.
Oh.
That's why I text you, and that's where Jordan caught me off guard there. But yeah, check out the Fantasy Dad. He's a good guy. I really like him helping out with the show. Laporta. I think I'm saying it right. I don't know, but I'm also sort of an idiot. I'm going to go Lions win this game, but here's the problem. Everybody gets mad at me. I have Lions fans that reach out to me. These fans are ferocious. Like, hey, you picked the Lions to lose? Yeah, I did. But the Lions seem to do the opposite of whatever I pick each week. So I'm picking the Lions to win here. So you guys, you know, go ahead and send me the mean text messages and mean tweets now. Okay, so it's fine.
I got Detroit.
I'm a Lions guy, all in.
One pride.
All right, here we go. Moving on here. We have the Titans, 2-2 Titans versus the 2-2 Colts. The current line right now is 42.5. Tennessee is currently favored by 1. I don't see any starts or sits in this game. I'm going to double check really quickly here. Looks like we are good. You guys want to go through this one kind of quick?
Play Michael Pittman. I think you can play Anthony Richardson. I guess you're playing Henry, Jordan. I guess. I really don't know what to think about him.
Like the three. I guess you can play Henry. He had a pretty good game last week. As much as Burrow and Chase flopped in this matchup last week, I'm going to go right back to the well with Richardson and Pittman. I think it's a pretty good matchup for both those guys. But I think it's kind of the three guys. Hopkins is fine, I guess, like if you want to play Hopkins. But it's kind of the four of those guys, and I think that's it. Like, oh, Jonathan Taylor, Zach Moss. What's the deal here?
I think whichever one plays is the good one.
Either way, though, it is a brutal matchup, right? So this Tennessee run defense is pretty elite. So I don't think I like Zach Moss in the spot, and I don't really want to play Jonathan Taylor coming off of.
I don't even know if Jonathan Taylor played.
Yeah, so I don't know. He did practice. I don't think it's a good matchup.
Yeah, he practiced. He had a full practice. He was he had his listening ears, and he was there and available. So I think we're I don't know. Who knows?
One thing I will say, just going back to that, one thing I will say about the Fantasy Dad that might kind of surprise you, I could tell from here, watching the video on YouTube at TFF Dudes, is I could tell one thing about him, and that was that he is a modern man, okay? And the modern man, guys, is it's a man who takes care of himself. Manscaping is just for life, special occasions. It's a requirement for optimal health and superior hygiene and healthy self-esteem. You now have the right tools for safe and precise grooming and those hard to navigate sensitive areas plus post-trimming products. So go ahead, enter to Manscaped. Seth's holding some scissors up on the screen. Go check that out. Promo code DUDES20, 20% off your whole entire order, guys. Check it out. You won't be sorry. Actually, the other day I went to the gym, forgot my towel. It happens, right? Luckily, though, I had my Manscaped soap there, body wash, really helped me out, and just ran that place out of paper towels. But sorry, that's just far too much information, so let's get back to this Colts and Titans game.
Trent, I have a challenge for you, Trent. Next pod,
Yeah.
You cannot use modern man as your transition word into the Manscaped promo. Okay. You got
to
find another
If anyone else wants to do the promos and the ads, be my guest. I'd love to do that. But I have a lot on my plate here, but I'll do my very best. The problem is you're not a modern man, Jordan. That's why you don't like it.
Diversify a little bit. You know,
I queued you up
last week on this Starts This episode for that.
I think
you didn't even recognize it because you're so focused on modern man. If I would have said modern man, you probably would have been like a robot right into the Manscaped promo.
That's probably true. So someone needs to get with the program here. So you're saying Fantasy Dad's not a modern man. Well, that's just rude now. So
that's not what I said. I said I want you to try to find something
else. Here's an idea, Jordan. Pull the log out of your own eye. Phil, what else do we got here?
Yeah, so are we gonna choose here? Do we do that already? I'm sorry.
I got
the
Colts winning.
I'm gonna go Colts win.
Colts. All
right, I'm going Titans. All right, moving on here. We have the 1-3 Giants versus the 3-1 Dolphins. Current total right now is 49. Miami's currently favored by 11. Trent, you have both a start and a sit in this game. You want to walk through those two for us, buddy?
So originally when I put this list together, PFF had Devin Achane as the number 20 running back on the week. He is now number 10, so it is a little less it wasn't quite as not obvious as I thought it was, but I think he's going to smash here in this situation. Like, they're still giving him the ball. I also think you can start Mostert also, even though he didn't have a great game last week. So I'm saying keep firing up Achane, whatever they want to call him, but keep firing up, keep putting him in your lineup. They're playing the Giants, who just look absolutely terrible. And when I'm talking about terrible, I'm talking about Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones on that pick six he threw the other night on Monday Night Football. Darren Waller was wide open. If you'd have thrown the ball to Darren Waller, I would have won my fantasy matchup. Darren Waller is another guy who I think is having a worse season than Kyle Pitts. So tight ends is terrible. I'm sorry you drafted Darren Waller. I'm sorry he's playing terrible. Jordan, I think you were the lowest on Darren Waller, but I still think he was a top 10 on your list. But pick up Ferguson. Don't play Darren Waller. Plug in Achane. So those are my starts and my sits there. But anything else you want to say here, Jordan? I'm getting kind of concerned with Jalen Waddle. And I don't know if it's from Achane messing him up. Achane. I'm really getting tired of trying to figure out how to say this name. But Waddle's been very disappointing so far this season. He might be the biggest fantasy draft bust of the season so far. I would go as far to say that.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily worried about Waddle as much as you are. The only thing I disagree with you, Trent, is that I don't think you can play Mostert this week. I don't. He's getting out-snapped. He didn't look great last week, so I don't know. I'm kind of on. So the only thing that's holding me back on the Achane stuff is his rushing yard line is like a 50.5, and I kind of thought it was a smash over. And then one of the projection sites I used is only projecting him for 36 yards rushing. So I'm not sure what exactly I'm missing, or maybe they're missing. I don't know. Like, I usually like to use those kind of metrics or projections as like something to kind of back it up, you know, what I'm already thinking. And it's so low that I don't know. So I'm kind of confused by that. I don't know if So that's the only thing I'm confused about with the Achane, but I tend to agree with you. He passed the eye test. I just don't think you can play both. I don't know. I guess you can play both in separate teams, but I had someone text me today actually asking about playing them both on the same team, and I was like, I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, it's what's unfortunate about what you're saying is Mostert still, I believe, running back 5 on the season, and Achane.
Well, Achane is, yeah. In one week, you know, and like he had touchdowns, he has 6 touchdowns on the year, but I think the changing of the guard is happening. But also, this Giants defense is so bad, so I don't know. It's tough. I agree, like Saquon's the only Giant you can play if he's healthy. That's it.
New York looks just like a total dumpster fire. I'm saying Dolphins win this game. Is there anything else you guys want to touch on here?
Oh, the one only thing is, and I know he popped up on the injury report, the only Giant that I think is worth keeping your eye on is Wandale Robinson. Super talented, coming out of college. Second round draft pick, was hurt most of the year last year. He looks healthy. They are fine. I think he's more of a PPR a deep league PPR target, I think, is Wandale Robinson. Because if their line's as bad as it is, he's going to get those six catches for 50 yards. So I don't know. That's just kind of someone to keep an eye on in a PPR league is Wandale Robinson. But yeah, I have a Miami winning.
All righty.
Dolphins.
I have the Dolphins as well. All right, moving on here. We have, and I just want to say, we've started bye week. The bye weeks have started. Bye weeks have begun. Did we talk about that at the beginning? Bye weeks have started.
We didn't talk about it, but I did announce that on my waiver show on Tuesday. And our bye teams on bye, just to remind you, if you haven't figured it out yet, are the Cleveland Seahawks. Browns, LA Chargers, Seattle Seahawks, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Excuse me, it's getting thank late. All right. Go ahead, Jordan.
I just said thank you to Trent because you know what else is talking. So,
where are we at, Phil?
Yep. We are 2-2 Saints at the 1-3 Patriots. Current total right now is 40, and New England is favored by 1. Jordan, you have a sit in this game.
Yeah, so I don't love to do it, but I got my boy Ramondre as a sit this week. This Saints defense is pretty good against the run. Sixth best run defense according to PFF. They've only given up one rushing touchdown this year. They're only giving up 10 fantasy points per game to running backs. And no running back has had over 100 yards against them this year. And then the other thing with Ramondre is that Zeke is gaining. Like, his snap count is going up every week. He was up to 40% snaps last week. So I just not sure this is a Ramondre spot. Pretty low total. What'd you say? 40.5? Low total. So I know they are at home and they are favored by 1.5, but I don't want to attack this Saints run defense. They've proven to be pretty good. And Ramondre, quite frankly, hasn't had a good year. I think the Zeke thing is cutting into him more than I thought it would be. Also, mm-hmm. That offense is so bad. The offense is so, so bad that they're getting into holes and it's hard because I think Ramondre is better as kind of a front running back where you can run the clock out type of deal. So, yeah, I just have Ramondre to sit. I hate it because I really like Ramondre as a running back, but I'm just not. I don't still think it's a spot this week for him.
Jordan, it might be a good buy low opportunity for Ramondre. If you like him, you might be able to trade for him.
Yeah, I haven't looked at his schedule for the rest of the year. It probably is something worth looking into.
He has New Orleans this week. Then he has Raiders, Buffalo, Miami. So Raiders and Miami should be kind of smash starts, I would think.
Yeah, it gets a little better for him. Mm-hmm.
So he does have the Bills mixed in there. I'm going to say...
Real quick, Trent, like Kamara, we got to talk about Kamara because the guy had set a record for the least amount of receiving yards on 10-plus receptions last week. 13 catches on 33 yards is like ridiculous. So I think he's like a really good PPR play. Derek Carr probably shouldn't be playing. He can't really throw the ball, I don't think. So... I think Kamara is like a must start. I think you're starting Kamara, I guess is what I'm saying. Half point, full point. I think standard's not as appealing, but you're playing him. He jumped right back into 70% snap. So
Jordan, I saw something with Chris Olave had a terrible game last week. I saw that he had a total four total air yards.
I could have sworn that I saw a ball go to him in the end zone that got deflected by the
maybe
defense.
I saw a tweet there that said that, and sometimes people, you know, not all sources are good on Twitter. Yeah.
Carr couldn't throw. Like, so that's why Michael Thomas had a decent game, because that's what he feeds into. So you would think it'd get better as the weeks go by, but
yeah. So Ben Gretsch at Yards Per Gretsch, I don't know who, he has 29,000 followers on Twitter, said Chris Olave, week 4 air yards, 146. I read that totally wrong. Chris Olave, week 4 receiving yards, 4. So he did have more air yards.
He was wide open in the end zone, and Derek Carr underthrew him, and the defender caught up and tipped it away. So,
yeah. Good catch there, Jordan. So, I want to go Saints, but I don't know with, like, Derek Carr, how he's feeling, how he's going to play. I think I'm just going to go. I'm going to go Patriots at home here.
Patriots. Pats.
Phil, who are you taking?
I'm taking Saints. I've gone against the grain three times so far today. You going Saints? You going Patriots?
I'm going Saints.
Patriots. Okay. All right, moving on here. We have the 3-1 Ravens versus the 2-2 Steelers. Jordan, you have a sit in this game. The current total right now is 37.5. Baltimore is currently favored by 4. Did we see some of the chatter on Twitter that one of the coaches may have made up a burner account? Did we see that?
I believe Matt Canada made a burner account. He's been tweeting a lot. So his pictures like of Nancy Pelosi, like it's really weird. Like I can't even. And he's even like
throwing shade at Kenny Pickett. I think right. If this is true,
yeah. If it's true, that's what they're claiming, that Matt Canada made a burner account on Twitter.
So that's a way to maintain your job. I will say that.
That's right up there with the. It's right up there with the NBA ref who made a burner account to defend his own calls. Like it's about the same.
Yeah.
You guys hear about that? You ever hear about that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Jordan, you have a sit in this game though.
Yeah. This is a bummer, man. It's like a Jordan's sit your boys type of pod, because another one of my guys, George Pickens, I have as a sit. Baltimore's the top coverage defense according to PFF. They get up the third fewest fantasy points or third fewest passing yards this season. You have a banged up Kenny Pickett. I guess he's playing, but he did not look good last week. That the injury didn't look great. I'm actually kind of surprised that he's playing. So, and then you have George Pickens. He's super, like, he's almost a better version of Gabe Davis. Like we talked about earlier, he hasn't had more than 5 catches this year. So he hasn't had more than 5 catches in a game this year, and he's just relying on that big play, the big play touchdown. And I just don't think that's going to happen against this Baltimore defense. Like, I don't think you're going to see him get loose for a 50-yard touchdown catch. And I'm not quite sure if the Steelers can move the ball effectively enough down the field to even get a big play. So I like George Pickens. I think there's going to be a lot of games where you can play him and feel good about it. I just don't think that this is the week. I don't see this Baltimore defense giving up the explosive plays that he needs to have big games.
Ravens side of the ball, I think you can play Mark Andrews, maybe Zay Flowers. I think he had some decent amount of targets last week. I don't like playing any of the Ravens running backs at the moment.
You know that Gus Edwards took most of that backfield, Trent.
Yeah. Yeah, they're also talking about, they got a guy on the rookie that they're kind of talking up, a lot of coach speak lately. But
who is it? Is it Keaton Mitchell?
It's Keaton Mitchell, yeah. But they have 50 days to figure it out. Yeah, so it's still time, but a good stash.
Is he on the IR?
I think they still have time to put. I think he's on the IR right now. They have some time to decide what they want to do with him, though. But they really like
really,
him.
Really good at East Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Trent, I think Jalen Warren you can play this week. If you think the Steelers get down, he's going to get a bunch of dump offs. I think he had 6 receptions last week. I'm curious what his reception prop comes out at. If it's 2.5, I think I like that quite a bit. But I think it's a Jalen Warren spot here.
All right. I'm going to say,
it's like if you're desperate, you know?
I'm going to say Ravens win this game. Anyone want to go against the Ravens?
Yeah, Ravens.
Ravens.
Oh, yeah. Ravens for me too. Cool. Moving on here. We have the Bengals, the 1-3 Bengals versus the 1-3 Cardinals. Current total right now is 44.5. Cincinnati is currently favored by 3. Jordan, you have a start in this game and a sit sort of. So let's go with the start first.
How do I have it sit sort of?
I thought you entered that in. I could be wrong. The note there to the right. There's a note there to the right that says I'm willing to not play Burrow. That sounded like you're writing, but it could be Trent.
That's Trent. And I don't think I do have a start for sure. So Trent, I don't know. Trent can talk about Burrow.
So let's go to your start first, and then we can have Trent talk.
Okay. So yeah. I have James Conner as a start here. The Bengals have the 7th worst run defense, according to PFF. They give up the 2nd most rushing yards, 17 fantasy points per game to running backs. So last week, Derrick Henry really hasn't had that good of a year. Cincinnati gave up over 100 yards and I think a touchdown and a big rushing touchdown to Henry last week. So James Conner is losing snap share. He's not getting the volume or the snaps that he was getting last year. But a lot of that work is being ceded to DeMarcado, I think is how you say his name. And a lot of that's the passing down snaps and the passing that passing down role is what he's lost the snaps for. He's still getting all of the rushing down work. He's still getting all the red zone carries. I feel really good about the James Conner's matchup. I think he's going to be a top eight running back here this week. So I like James Conner a lot this week. I think it's a big change James Conner spot this week.
I like it, Jordan. Anybody else have any comment on there? Seth, you were getting your mic fixed by Trent. You have any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm just curious, too.
You're muted, Seth.
You're on mute.
You're muted again.
I'm mute. I think I muted myself, and then Trent muted me. So I'll blame that one on Trent. I think the Cardinals have like a decent chance of winning this game.
Yeah, they played tough the last couple of weeks.
Like I don't know if the Bengals can win.
Trent, what's your said you're willing to sit Burrow. What's your thoughts there? I think that was you that put that.
Yeah, I put that there, and I talked about this in the waiver wire pod earlier this week. But here's a list of quarterbacks with fewer points than Josh Dobbs after 4 weeks: Jared Goff, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, Daniel Jones, and Matt Stafford. That was tweeted out by Michael Fabiano. If you look at the snaps that the Bengals are taking under center, it's like hardly any. They say Burrow did say he felt the best he's felt after that last game that he's felt all season after games, but the guy can't move. So he's taking everything in shotgun. So he's just not mobile. Like you can tell he's in pain. His fantasy points, like they're nothing. Like I think you can still play Chase because I think he's just going to be quick passes to him. But I'm really worried about this Bengals offense. And I kind of just want to like wait for Burrow to show me he can still play football rather than keep getting burned by him. Like I know he can play football, but he's injured. Like
he's beat up.
I guess I kind of have a different take on this. Like, why am I going to sit? So I drafted Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I think we're all on the same page. You're playing Ja'Marr Chase no matter what. But this is probably the best matchup that I'm going to get, whether Joe Burrow is hurt or not. Why am I? It's not like he's playing the Niners or the Cowboys or the Jets or the Ravens. Like, he's playing the Cardinals. So, like, why am like he may not get a better matchup going forward this year. Whether I think he's hurt or not, if he's ever going to do anything, it's going to be in this matchup. So why am I going to sit him? Like, that's just kind of how I look at it. Like, if I put all his draft capital into him, whether I think he's hurt or not, like, this is the best matchup he's going to get in a while. Like, this Cardinals defense, as much as they play hard, the Cardinals have impressed me a lot with how they played hard and they've competed. They're still not a good defense. So like, I just have to play Burrow in this spot. Like, I can't, like, not play him.
Jordan.
Because.
What are the Titans really good at on defense?
No, I understand that, Trent.
He just got 4 fantasy points against the Titans, who are terrible against the pass.
No, I understand that. But I just don't see how I can, like, not play him in this matchup. Yeah. Just like I couldn't not play him in that matchup last week against the Tennessee. Like, at some point, like, I just have, I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like I have to, like, I don't know.
I just want, like, Josh Dobbs has more points than him on the season. Like, I just want him to show me he can put up, you know, 20 plus fantasy points before I feel like I have to lock him in every week. Like, he's clearly not 100%. I know he feels better, but I just, like, I'm willing to wait one more game to see how he does. But you're right. It's a great matchup.
Yeah, I guess that's just, I kind of like this game for points. I don't know. One person to keep an eye on the Cardinals side, Trent, if you're like in a dynasty, he's probably owned in dynasty, but in a deep PPR league or a deep league is Michael Wilson. Seems like he's kind of taken over that second receiver role from Rondale Moore. And quite frankly, this Cardinals offense is a lot better than I ever thought it was going to be. So I think that Michael Wilson might have value going forward. Marquise Brown's in a great spot, like we talked about.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe I'm using Cardinal stacks and DFS this week. I don't know. Yeah. I like Chase a lot, too. Yeah. But
Keiontre Ingram needs to be rostered. James Conner hasn't stayed healthy a whole football season.
But Trent, you weren't listening when I talked about it.
Sorry, I was fixing a mic. It's not
Keiontre Ingram. He played 0% snaps last week. It's his DeMarcado guy. I think he was Condre Miller's backup at TCU, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
He's taking all that passing down work from James Conner.
All right. Cincinnati's favored by 3.
Because everyone believes in, like, you just have to believe in Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cardinals.
I'm going to go Bengals.
Same.
Yeah, it's Amari.
I don't. Yeah.
Amari DeMarcado, Trent. Back, he was the Tennessee running back. He's the guy who played in that national championship instead of Miller.
Oh, okay. All right, what we got all next, right. Phil?
Yeah, we got the 4-0 Eagles playing at the 2-2 Rams. The current total is 50, and Philadelphia is currently favored by 4.5. No starts or sits in this game, but I'll let you guys jump in.
Hey, real quick, did you guys all take Arizona? Sorry, I missed that.
I took Arizona.
I took Bengals.
Okay, Seth?
Bengals.
It looks like Cooper Kupp should be playing this week, guys. Like, it's be ready for that. He could, I think Cooper Kupp potentially makes his comeback this week.
Is it trending towards playing, or is he just limited today? Because I know they said he would return to practice, but they didn't say for sure he would play. So, like, we might not find out till Sunday morning.
I saw him running some cone drills. It looks like he's going to play. He's moving really good. Monitor the situation. I think he's trending towards playing is what I would say.
I would assume it hurts Atwell more than it hurts Puka is what I would assume.
I think so. Anything else in this game? Yeah, I think Atwell is going to be on the short end of the stick here. I'm going to say,
Yeah. I mean, you're DeAndre Swift, Trent. You like Swift in this matchup?
I think at the moment you have to play him. He looks good. I think.
So are you playing Puka? Is Puka an auto start even with Cooper Kupp back?
I believe so.
Okay. Yeah.
I put him in that Robert Woods category. I think they can both be good.
My only concern here, Trent, is it's a pretty good passing matchup, but can the Rams protect Matthew Stafford? And their line kind of sucks. They have one of the worst graded O-lines. So that's my only worry in this matchup.
What did Sam Howell do to them last week, though, right?
Oh, he tore him up because they protected Sam Howell.
Yeah.
But if you can't protect the quarterback, they're going to eat you alive. But if you can protect
the Commanders' offensive line, that much better though than the Rams' offensive line.
We could look on PFF what PFF has graded.
Anyways, I would have to pull. I think the Eagles are still going to win.
Yeah, I mean, I lean that way too. Yeah, I got Eagles. I just wanted to pull that up because I think it's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting
going forward. Pass blocking, you said the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rams are the third worst pass blocking. Commanders are like middle of the pack, 14.
Makes sense. They're
just middle.
So they give Stafford time to throw, then.
It just could get ugly if they don't give him time, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I got Philadelphia.
I'm going Philly.
You guys all Philly?
Philly.
Philly. All right, moving on to a big one here. We have the 1-3 Jets versus the 1-3 Broncos. Current line total right now is 43. Denver, shockingly, is favored by 1.5 at home. Yes, I said shockingly. Did you guys see, Marshawn Lynch on the Shannon Sharp show said that he, number one, he didn't have a really great relationship with Russell, like they were boys, but whatever. And he said that he had to reach out to like a team coordinator or something like that to get Russell Wilson's phone number. And then Russell Wilson called him on a blocked number. And the coordinator's like, hey, did you get Russ's call? And he's like, no, I didn't. And he's like, oh, yeah, he called you. Apparently, like, Russ doesn't give his number. Like, the Russ saga in Seattle, like, it makes sense why Pete Carroll wanted to get rid of him a long time ago. Seth, did you see any of that? Did you see any clips from that?
Yeah, I saw some clips, and that's really weird that you don't give out your number to teammates. Like, you think, like, the chemistry. You know what I've learned is that, like, I think a lot of these guys – I won't speak for every player, but I think a lot of these guys treat this more like a job. And whereas, like, not all of these guys are friends, even though the teams are good. Like, you think, right? Like, we also the videos of the Eagles when they won games, how their locker room was crazy. Like, all these guys are friends, right? But hearing that, like, from the Seahawks team, that, like, Marshawn Lynch and Russell Wilson weren't friends. Like, maybe Russell Wilson was the only one not in the locker room partying after they won games. Like, that's
– I think that's – I honestly think it was a Russ thing. Like, I think everyone else vibed except for Russ. And I think that was one of the reasons why Pete Carroll was probably like, yeah, we're
like, – what did he go home and do? Like, I don't know.
High knees stretches like he did on that plane.
To echo that point, like, I think team chemistry means the least, right? Like, in professional sports. And football's probably even means the least, like, is even a lesser because of how big the teams are, right? And how many people are in those locker rooms. Like, you have 53-man rosters with another. So, 53-man rosters plus 10 practice squad guys. You're talking, and then you got all the guys that are injured reserves. So, you probably got, like, 70 guys in a locker room at one time. Like, it's nearly impossible for 70 guys to be close friends, right? Where you have an NBA team where there's 15 guys on a roster, you know, where and even then not everyone's probably getting along buddy-buddy all the time. So maybe baseball is maybe where they're the closest just because they play so many games or together all the time. There's no days off. Maybe baseball was where they're closer. It kind of seems that way, honestly, when you watch baseball clubhouses. Yeah. But
it's like you would think, though, like that a running back and a quarterback would be the guys who talk like the most. Like, maybe a quarterback talks to receivers more, but the quarterback's literally the focal point of the offense. Like, you'd think you'd, and then the running back is like a close, almost, it's like arguably your number two guy out there. It's like you'd think they would talk to each other. I don't know, but I mean, maybe it was it was probably just a professional sense, and they didn't hang out outside of it, probably because Russ is a freaking weirdo. So I don't know.
Yes. Well, I would disagree, Jordan. I would say that, like, team chemistry is a big deal. I think
at the professional level, though, it's the least. I think it means the least at the professional level, though. Like, I mean, Phil, you always hear about the – I know it's an easy, like, Kobe and Shaq, like, how they hated each other. They never spoke to each other, but then, like, they were still really good together. They really got on the court together. Like, they're – because it's their job, like, you can work with a coworker who you don't like, but you do the work because it's your job, right? You're getting paid to do it.
Who has more championships, Paul Gasol and Kobe or Kobe and Shaq?
Kobe and Shaq.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm wrong. I don't know anything about basketball. I thought Paul Gasol and Kobe had at least two together.
And Kobe and Shaq had three.
Okay. Well,
so this is what I'll say, Jordan, is the reports have come out on Baker Mayfield and how much the team loves him and how much they rally around him. He took all of his offensive linemen golfing at the Bahamas for like a week. He's going to bars like three times a week with all his wide receivers. Like, I think
the quarterback might be unhealthy, though.
No, yeah, no. A quarterback has to be friends with all the guys, though.
Correct. Yes.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I think if you have that, it can take your team to the next level. But I'm saying, I think like in high school sports, college sports, that stuff matters more. I almost think it's like extremely necessary if you're going to have a good team. Where I think at the pro level, you can get away with not having that and still win. I do think, I'm not saying it's not important because I think it is, but we just saw the Seahawks go to multiple Super Bowls with their quarterback, no one liking their own quarterback. I'm saying you can get away with it at the professional level, where I don't think you can get away with it at some of the other, like, college and high school sports, if that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it makes your team better for sure. Like, I'm not disagreeing with that. Yeah. Like, I think it makes your team better.
Breece Hall is no longer on a snap count. That's kind of, I don't know if anyone mentioned that. I think
Garrett. No, I think it's huge.
Yeah, I think it's ugly. Zach Wilson, I kind of want to see how he does this week, though. See if he can go back to back performances. Did he not have a good game last week, Jordan?
No, I am all in. It sounds crazy. Like, okay. I think I'm on, this is a Jet spot for sure. Like I'm in on Zach Wilson this week. Like, DFS, like, I could play Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Zach Wilson, all three of them, and bring it back like Cortland Sutton for like all under like pretty cheap, and then just play studs at the rest. Like, I think I'm going to have Zach Wilson in DFS this week. Like, I think I love Garrett Wilson in this spot. Like, Breece Hall, smash week. Like, Cortland Sutton's probably my favorite Bronco. If Javonte doesn't play, then maybe, I think I like the McLaughlin kid. But I just like Sutton because I think he can get stuff done through the air. But, yeah, this is a Jets week, man. I'm all in on the Jets this week. I love the spot for them.
Okay, well, hey.
This is a horrible. Justin Fields had four passing touchdowns last week against his Broncos defense.
Yeah. Zach Wilson is only 11% rostered on Sleeper, so maybe get ahead of the waiver wire. Maybe add him if you got room. But today's episode is brought to you by Sleeper, the dude's favorite place to play fantasy football. They have some nice little DFS fun where you can make some picks. Enter promo code DUDES100, and they will match you up to $100, guys. So go over, take your whole league over to Sleeper. It's the best place. It's the future of fantasy sports. Promo code DUDES100, they'll match you up to $100. I'm going to go Jets win this game. Am I crazy? Anyone else going to jump on this bandwagon?
Absolutely. I have Jets.
Jets.
It's a Jets pod. Jets. Phil's back.
Broncos. No, I'm kidding. Jets.
All right.
Let your yeses be yes, Seth.
I have a soft spot in my heart for the Vikings, and it's going to be another rough week. We have the 3-1 Chiefs at the, I think it's 1-3 Vikings, I believe. 1-3 Vikings. It's not listed there, but I believe it is 1-3 Vikings. Give me 1 second here. 1-3 Vikings. I am correct. The current total is 52.5. Casey is currently favored by 4 in Minnesota. We have a start in this game. Jordan, do you want to take the start?
Yeah, I got Rashee Rice as a start. I don't really know what I'm doing here, but I didn't love anything. And so I think that Rashee Rice can be a top 30 receiver this week. He's playing about 50% snaps, but I think that could increase. I think he's probably their most talented receiver. And honestly, from week one to now, his snaps have increased the most than anyone else, where a lot of other guys have either decreased or stayed the same. I think like Sky Moore was up in the 80s and now he's back in the 60s, 50s. So like it seems like his role is increasing. He led the Chiefs in targets last week. Minnesota's a weird matchup for me because if I go on PFF, they have one of the top coverage grades on PFF, but they give up a ton of receiving yards and they give up 6 touchdowns to wide receivers this year. So, five touchdowns to wide receivers and 30 fantasy points per game to wide receivers. So while they have good coverage grades, they're just not a very effective defense when it comes to actually production at the wide receiver spot. So at some point, Casey's going to have a receiver go off. And I kind of think this is the matchup for it. And I kind of feel like Rashee Rice is that guy. So I think we can get a top 30 kind of performance out of Rashee Rice this week. And I kind of feel like Rashee Rice might be the guy to own in KC going forward if you have to own a KC wide receiver.
I like it, Jordan. Anything, Trent, Seth, anything you would like to add there?
I'm excited about this game. I think there's going to be some points. You know, maybe Addison finally has a good game here.
Bold take there, Trent.
Yeah, hopefully.
I think so. One note, Pacheco seems like he may be getting kind of a hold on that backfield. CEH didn't play much. Pacheco was up 60% snaps last week. So that might be good going forward. I think I need to see a couple more weeks to fully believe it. But just play your guys in this game. It should be a fun game.
Justin Jefferson smash spot. It'll be interesting to see what his yardage line is at now they hit.
It was last about week. 103, I think.
Yeah,
103 and a half.
What's his reception? 7?
They don't have a lot of, on Sleeper, they don't have a lot of the reception props up. when I checked Underdog earlier today, there's a lot of guys I want to see their reception props. And Underdog didn't have them up either, so might just have
might
to wait
be one
a
they just
bit.
Want to avoid.
Yeah, usually they release the reception props kind of later in the week.
All right. I'm going to go Chiefs.
I'm going to go Chiefs.
Yeah, I got Chiefs.
Vikings. We got to get one. Skull. All right.
Yeah, no reception props up, Seth.
All right, moving on here. We got Sunday night football. This is going to be a good one. Trent, you excited? You fired up about this game? What's going on, dude?
I'm fired up. I'm torn, though. Like, I think if Dallas wants to win the Super Bowl, they're going to have to play the 49ers twice. And I think I'd rather win the second time we play them than the first time. I just want a good showing. And but, hey, I don't like 49er fans. I'll take the win when I can get it. I'm not going to complain.
Here's the thing. People forget. Like, you kind of, like, the 49ers might be your second team. Like, you root for them a decent amount.
I do not root for them, but I do think they are a good team. So that's forced me to have to root for them. It look like I root for them on this pod because no one else thinks they're good at football. But I like what they're doing over there. And the other thing I like is I like Trophy Smack. Everyone likes trophies. So take your league over to Trophy Smack. Or yeah, get your last place ribbons, all that good stuff at trophysmack.com/dudes for 15% off your whole entire order. Take your fantasy football league up to the next level. Seth's holding this belt here, right here, all cheesed out. But yeah, I think this could be it. I'm curious to see how the defenses do. I'm curious to see how they use Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey has that, you know, streak, the touchdown streak going right now. I'm wondering how if he gets in the end zone again this week. I am going to play the play that he does score on sleeper, but I don't know, Jordan. I think Kittle maybe has a good game in this one. Ayuk's on a crazy yard pace right now.
I like Kittle in this spot. If you look at Kittle, like, most of his big games recently come in games where it's clear close, right? Like, in blots, they tend to not use him as much, but they kind of rely on him quite a bit in games where they're behind or a close game. I don't see this game being a blowout, so I like Kittle a lot in this spot. But, man, it is two of the best defenses in the league, so it's a tough matchup both ways for both teams. I think I trust CMC more to overcome that matchup than Tony Pollard, but yeah, I think you just play your guys. The CMC, Debo, IU, Kittle, Pollard, CD. Just play your guys and go from there. Mm.
Like I say all the time, I like Ferguson in this matchup. I'm going to go Dallas wins this game. Anyone going 49ers? You guys all going Niners? Niner gang?
I'm going Niners.
Niners.
Man, Trent, I'd like to take Dallas. I just don't see Dallas winning this game. I don't trust Dak as much as I... If this was in Dallas, I think I'd go Dallas, but in San Fran, I'm going to go San Francisco.
I kind of
hope I'm wrong, though.
Yeah, I saw an interesting stat the other day that it was, you know, like, people still are saying, is Brock Purdy good? Is Brock Purdy not good? And everyone, like, the guy just, he made a pretty good case, like, maybe Brock Purdy's not that good if they don't have CMC. Like, that trade was such a good trade that they made last year. Like, Purdy's not getting paid that much money. He has a lot of really good weapons, though, and CMC's just a total cheat code right now at the moment.
If I'm being honest, he was in a very similar spot at Iowa State, right? He was surrounded with Breece Hall, Xavier Hutchinson, Tyquan Thornton, I think, was there too. Yes. Like, another really good. So he kind of went from, like, very similar situations from Iowa State to San Francisco. That just kind of dawned on me right now when you said that. Like, he was surrounded with really good running backs, really good receivers. So it's just kind of who he is.
So you just think he's adequate?
I think it's the job. He can get the job done. I still don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl, but I mean,
just a friendly reminder, we have a hot chip challenge on the table. If the Niners, I am not a Niners fan, although I do want to see Jordan eat a hot chip over them winning the Super Bowl. So
Jerry Jones, I would love for him as a Niners. Fan. Niners and Lions in the NFC Championship, and Phil has to decide between the Lions winning or me having a 50% chance of doing the hot chip challenge.
I like how it's not the Seahawks, another NFC team that I absolutely
they're not going to the NFC Championship.
fair enough.
Hey, Drew Lock didn't look bad the other night, Phil. You didn't even bring that up.
I thought about it for a second, but I didn't want to turn this into a Seahawk pod. I'm known for doing that. Seth, you just came.
I'm going to turn this into a Seahawk pod, okay? When the Seahawks go to Levi's Stadium, I'm going to be at that game. The Seahawks are going to win. So, talk about
that. Let's go, Seth.
I hope you get beat up.
Where is he, Seth, on some of those videos, fight videos?
Oh, those are brutal. That could be a knee of the week.
He's shoving a 49er fan in a toilet, giving him a swirly. That'll what it'll be. Catch me on World Star when I'm beating up 49ers fans. Come at me.
I hope this doesn't get shared. We're gonna have the whole stadium.
No, I'm gonna tweet that. I'm gonna put this out the day of the game and say location San Francisco. It's just a picture of face. Seth's face on World Star.
And give a ticket number.
It is getting way too late. It's 11:45 right now. I think we need to punt the underdog draft. We've been going for an hour and 20 minutes.
That's okay with me. Let's get to this last game.
Finish strong, World Star.
Or we could do it on Sunday evening.
No, we're already here.
Last game right now.
We're already here.
How about we just do it after we're done recording?
2-2 Packers versus the 1-3 Raiders. Current total right now is 44.5. Packers favored by a point. Seth, you have your final start of the week.
Yep, so I got my final start is Christian Watson. So Christian Watson played his first game of the season last week, week 4. He was on a snap count, and correct me if I'm wrong. A snap count, I would think, is less than 43%, but that's what he played, was 43% of snaps, which felt high to me. But the positive thing about him in a snap count was that he got a red zone target and a touchdown in his first game back. So that means we know the Packers are going to be, like, totally willing to throw him the ball in the red zone. Like, that was – they target him there. They're going to be doing it when he's playing almost every snap or to the snap count they want him to play per game, right? I think I'm seeing that they're projecting he's going to be in the 40s this week on snap count. Las Vegas is a bad team. Everyone knows that. The Raiders are terrible. The Packers are going to run, and they're going to pass the ball. So they should be in the red zone plenty of times, which means Christian Watson should be targeted in the red zone. But we also know from last year that Watson is a very explosive guy. You know, when he gets the ball, I mean, I think he had two long, like, rushing touchdowns last year. So they know when he gets the ball, like, he is huge off their touches. So, I mean, I think we can see at least one touchdown for Christian Watson this week. I think he'll be a top 10 wide receiver, should score at least one touchdown. Hopefully he's getting two, and hopefully he'll have the yards. It'll be interesting to see who's the main target when it comes to, like, moving the ball down the field. I think Watson maybe is more the big play guy, whereas Dubs is maybe, like, the smaller yardage target.
I can dig it. Anything else you guys want to add?
I'm excited for Aiden O'Connell. Devontae came out. He said he likes Aiden O'Connell. It seems like Devontae's attitude's maybe changed a little bit. I don't know.
Is O'Connell playing or Jimmy G playing?
I don't know at the moment. I just saw something that Devontae, like, said he likes him or something. I almost hope he is playing.
I'll be honest. The fact that Devontae came back from that injury, he didn't have to, right? He came back, kind of tells me that he wanted to be out there for O'Connell. So
yeah,
which is cool to see, man.
Yeah,
because they were down like 21-3 or 28-7. Mm-hmm. Like, when he came back, like, you kind of think he just would have shut it down, but
yeah,
He had money on the stat line,
or that too, but he didn't get any of his props. Oh, he got his reception prop home last week, actually, but. It is a really good it's a really good spot for Josh Jacobs too, though. So Packers deep run defense is not very good.
Yeah, I think the buy low opportunity for Josh Jacobs is going away if you want to trade for him.
Well, what about Aaron Jones? I think you could probably get some buy low opportunity on Aaron Jones, though. You
probably can get some on Aaron Jones also. I think so.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say
I got Green Bay.
I got to go Green Bay, but my heart wants to go with the Raiders. I'm just, you know, you got fans yelling at Mark Davis, you know, fire the coach, all this stuff. I want to go Raiders. I know there's only one nation that's Raider Nation, but I got to go Packers. I'm sorry. I need to see a little bit more.
No, it's Packers for sure.
Cheese.
All right. I don't know where to go from that, but, yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. It's been a good pod. Yeah, it got a little long here, even though there are bye weeks, but hopefully you got some good information.
Real quick, Trent, we need totals for that game. So give me a total real quick.
I'm going to go with 38 points.
I will go 42.
Dang it, Jordan. I'm going...
Don't say dang it. This happens every week. Just say your number sooner next time.
40. 42 and a half.
He just said the total. He just said the.
So we'll go 43. I think that's what you're looking at. Okay.
No, Seth. It's 44 and a half. But I yeah, I'll do 42 and a half. 40? Mark me down as 42 and a half, please, Jordan.
Wait. Okay. Are we allowed to do halves?
No, we're doing 43. Logan's 43.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. We will see you next time. And as always, take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.